So imagine a patient comes into a clinic in just absolute undeniable distress. And as a psychology professor, I mean, the immediate human impulse is to just make it stop. You know, maybe prescribe a highly potent psychiatric medication just to give them some peace.
Yeah, but giving them that prescription based only on the intended purpose, like just to stop the pain, is actually really dangerous.
Exactly.
A responsible practitioner has to, look at the worst-case outcome. What if the side effects are far more destructive than the original symptom? Or can we even reverse the treatment if things go wrong?
Which brings us perfectly to our mission for today. Welcome to our deep dive into week 5, day 4 of the Laws of Life workbook.
Yes, we are focusing on Chapter 5 today.
Right, and the core premise here is pretty bold, that all power granted to authority will eventually be abused or used incompetently.
The heavy one.
It is, but I want to make it very clear right up front, we are approaching this purely as a cognitive exercise in how you evaluate authority. This is completely neutral. No politics, no sides.
Right, just analyzing behavioral compliance and risk assessment to really prep you for tomorrow's exercise.
Exactly. Because today is really about mastering a specific decision-making framework before you actually apply it to a real-life event on day 5.
So we're looking at the power filter today. That stands for purpose, opportunity for abuse, worst case outcome, enforcement reality, and reversibility.
Going back to our clinic analogy, this is basically the diagnostic checklist you have to run before you write that prescription to grant authority. But I mean, I have to ask as a neuroscientist, why do we need an acronym for this? Shouldn't looking at the worst case scenario just be, well, common sense before handing over control?
You would think so, yeah. But neurologically, common sense completely gets hijacked during a crisis.
Wait, really? Hijacked how?
Well, when an authority figure promises safety during a high-stress event, your brain's fear center, the amygdala, it just takes over.
Ah, right.
It bypasses logical analysis entirely because it is just desperate for immediate relief. It literally just wants to hand over the reins.
So by forcing ourselves to systematically review something like opportunity for abuse or enforcement reality, we're essentially building a speed bump for the brain.
Exactly. We are forcing the prefrontal cortex to wake up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the act of running through that power filter overrides the amygdala's impulse to just blindly comply.
Yeah.
You're building mental scaffolding to protect your own agency.
That amygdala override makes so much sense, and it's exactly why day 4 asks you to pressure test your own decision making.
Right. The workbook wants you to identify your personal strengths and blind spots within the power framework.
So let's put each other on the spot here. Looking at those 5 metrics, where does your logic usually fail? Like answering questions 1 and 2 from the workbook.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd say my biggest blind spot is definitely enforcement reality.
Really?
Yeah. I naturally tend to look at systems and just like assume they'll operate perfectly on paper. I completely overlook the human element, the incompetence or bias that happens when a rule is actually executed in the real world.
Right, the real world messiness.
Exactly. But my strength is absolutely worst case outcome. My brain is just hardwired to map out every possible disaster before it even happens.
I mean, that makes total sense given how deeply you study risk and human thinking. You see the cliff before anyone else even realizes we're driving.
I do, yeah. But let's look at your patterns. I'm flipping question 3 onto you.
Oh boy.
What happens when you contrast your strongest and weakest points in this filter? What does that reveal about your internal psychology regarding authority?
Well, my strength is definitely analyzing the purpose of a rule. Like, I can deconstruct why something is being implemented very quickly.
Okay, and the blind spot.
Reversibility.
Ah.
Yeah, and contrasting those two really exposes a massive psychological trap for me. I tend to support, like, temporary interventions because the immediate purpose makes sense to me, but I completely ignore institutional inertia.
Meaning, once a rule is established, human behavior adapts to it so quickly that it just becomes the new normal.
Yes. It becomes nearly impossible to dismantle. I always forget that temporary powers almost always become permanent structures.
Wow. Well, recognizing that exact trap is the whole point of today's cognitive training, which is why you need to keep up your daily mental reps.
Absolutely. So for those of you doing the work, make sure to review your specific stack today, your 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes.
Yep, run through them 3 times today.
And tonight, do not forget to ask yourself your bedtime question. It is so crucial to effectively seed your subconscious while you sleep.
Because tomorrow is day 5. And that's where this gets really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You'll be taking this theoretical power formula and applying it to a real historical regret from your own life.
It's where the rubber meets the road.
So as you prepare to run that evaluation tomorrow, I want to leave you with this final thought to just chew on. Consider the authority or power you most fiercely defend granting today. What happens to your life when that exact mechanism of power is inevitably inherited by the person you trust the least?